Hello friends, how are you? Welcome to Solopreneur, to the lesson number 8.
And the title is The Customer. So, in this lesson, we are close to the customer that we more or less knew the previous lesson.
Yes, as you already know, previous lesson was titled Approaching the Customer. So, we have approached them and now we are going to talk about the customer. But, first of all, when we talk about customer, what are we talking about? Animals?
Well, a customer is a person.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And how many people we know during the whole day? How many people we talk every day and every moment? They are different. They can be angry people, happy people.
Just go out and take a look. Look around. How many people can you see? How do they react? How do they behave?
In different ways. So, now I can imagine that there are so many types of clients as so many people you see every day.
That's right. So a happy person surely would be a happy client.
And an angry person could be, angry client.
So, now we are going to see types of clients and
how to deal with them.
That sounds like a film. Type of clients and how to deal with them.
And take into account, now we read, that there are different types of clients in the marketing industry. Each one with their own characteristics. For example, each one with their personality,
with their own priorities,
with their beliefs and values,
with past experiences, with you or with other sellers.
Yes, and with their budgetary restrictions.
These are the most common characteristics of the clients we are going to have or we are going to attend. But everyone behaves and thinks differently. And we, as business owners, have to accommodate to our clients. So, when we are talking about clients, how many types of clients do we have?
Do you want to know them? So, let's go to section number 1 and we introduce you the first type of client.
That's the client you need. That's the client you want. And, of course, I want to.
Yes, me too. It's the brand ambassadors.
Ambassador. When we are talking about an ambassador, we are talking about a person who represents a land or, in this case, your product.
Yes, and we say that they are every company's dream because everybody wants to have, everybody in the business world, of course, wants to have a customer like this one.
But how does an ambassador behave?
Or in which way we know that we are near or close a brand ambassador? Well, they usually, and now we read, they usually talk about their happiness with other potential customers.
They are so happy about the product, the service, and the treatment they received that they make the advertisement of your product without paying him.
So, this is perfect. And although we see them, we know that they are very happy with our products or service, don't forget them. So in this way, we can recommend you ask them do what they want to see from you next. Because customers want to know you care about them. Don't forget them, please.
And of course, you can even ask them, how can you improve your product or your service? Those are the best customers we can ever have. So the treatment must be exquisite.
Yes, of course. Do you recognize us a brand ambassador? Yes or no? I don't know if we are brand ambassador. You could be...
Me, brand ambassador? Are? Well, I'm very happy with some brands, but I am not a very good brand ambassador because I'm telling them always how to improve the product. But when someone asks me, Adrian, which brand do you recommend me? I make the recommendations with the pros and the cons.
So we could say that we're almost brand ambassadors.
I consider
Because no, we are not happy 100%.
That's right. I consider myself a critic brand ambassador.
Okay. That's good as well. And the second type of customer or client, the window shoppers.
Or, as I say, the customer that look at your product when he's waiting for someone. That's what I do.
Yes.
Yes.
This could be.
For example, when I'm going out with a friend and they say, oh, wait a moment, I want to buy something. I just look around the shop, but I don't buy anything.
Or not only to see the window shop or the shop window, but I mean even in the shop. Sometimes I have a look and there is something, a shop assistant, who is asking me, oh, can I help you? And suddenly I say, no thanks, I just want to have a look. So in this moment, I can recognize myself as a window shopper.
And one step forward, I'm more than a window shopper. I am a screen shopper. Do you know why, Lisa?
Yes, because we are not only talking about a physical shop, but a web page, for example, and then you can buy by means of internet.
That's right. And I apply for those webs, and then I look for one product and I say, okay, let's wait 1 week and let's see if they put one offer or if the price lower in 1 week. So I am a screen shopper too.
Do you want to know more about the window shoppers?
Of course, Elisa.
So come on and read with us. They are people who look but never buy.
That's not of our interest. We want a customer to buy.
What a pity if you are a seller that everybody comes in into the shop or even a web page and you know that someone is looking at the web page, for example, but nobody is buying. Why? What happens?
That's a weakness for you. So let's see the next one.
Keep in mind that something led them there. Their instinct, their interest, or their intuition. Observers are always future leads.
And that's an opportunity, and you have to take advantage of that opportunity.
And finally, encourage them to take a small step, a little action, and take an active interest in learning what they want. Ask them.
Yes, of course. Maybe you can establish a short conversation about their interest, knowing your customers, so you can offer them a better product.
And maybe when you have been a window shopper, you are out in the street and suddenly you are looking at different articles and you are just looking, a shop assistant is out and he or she invites you to eat something like these muffins we have here on the right. So take into account that we have said, encourage them to take a small step. This is a small step because a little action is to invite your future buyer to eat something that you are selling, for example, in a bakery.
And take into account that a so simple action can lead a window shopper into a brand ambassador.
Okay, and now it's time to take a break. In which way? Well, we have to listen this section. Did you know that?
Yes, take a break, but don't go away.
Did you know that customers have more options than ever, greater ease of switching power than ever, and more power to influence your business than ever?
And what do you think? That's totally right, because using social media and online reviews, our customers could be our best friends or our worst enemy.
Don't let them be a danger.
And now, let's keep on talking about the different types of customers. Now, it's time for number three.
And these customers are the one and done customers. Which are their characteristics?
Let's start with the first one and read to the right.
These customers know what they are looking for, find it, and do what is necessary to get it.
Normally, it is a very fast action. I want it, I find it, I buy it, and then I go away.
Sometimes I behave in this way.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And for sure, you as well. And the second characteristic, they don't like a small talk or to chit-chat. Women with chit-chat, easy conversation. They'll subscribe to your service, but you won't hear from them often.
That's the typical client or customer we find at a supermarket. You have to go, you have the necessity to buy the products for your meal. You buy milk, brand of milk, for example, but you don't stop talking with the assistant, with the shop assistant, about the great contribution to the body about the milk.
Yes, but in the same way I said that sometimes I behave in this way, I have to recognize that in other occasions I like to talk to the shop assistant or to the owner of the shop. And the third characteristic, be there when they need you and efficiently get what they need then in order to make them feel supported.
Yes, we can't do anything more for those types of person who are going to buy our product. But we can make their experience more reliable and more successful.
Mm-hmm, of course. And now it's time to know the customer number four, the constant complainers.
I have a friend that is a constant complainer.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't like, if I were a shop assistant or the owner of my own business, I couldn't like to have this kind of customer, even if he or she is looking the window, the shop window.
I understand you, because they are not happy with anything, and they are always complaining about everything, although they are right or wrong, and they don't give you the opportunity to help them.
Because they are not satisfied. This is their first characteristic. Usually, now we are reading, they are never satisfied. There is always something wrong.
It could be the package, for example. Mm-hmm. They can say, yes, the product is marvelous, but look at this. The package is scratched.
Mm-hmm. Or even they are not satisfied about the treatment they received from you.
Or the color of the product.
Yes. And there is something that you have to know. These customers want an apology and appreciate that someone listens to them. They could become good customers and will tell others about your positive response to their complaints.
Yes, because what they are seeking is attention.
Mm-hmm. And we have to finish with this kind of customer. with this idea, you can't control others' behavior, but you can control yours.
And you must control yours. Why are we telling you that? Because sometimes some of these customers, constant complainers, always write reviews against you or your product in internet, in the social medias. The worst thing you can do is reply them the same way. You have to say, I'm very sorry, we are working now to help you as soon as possible. You have to be polite always, because when you do that, you cut the runway.
Mm-hmm. So be polite, be patient, and above all, don't take it personally.
Yes, of course, because what you need is brand ambassadors. Ambassadors will reply those constant complainers.
And if we need a brand ambassador, maybe we have to create him or her step by step.
Okay, and now let's continue talking about how to talk and how to listen to your customer.
How do I know what the customer wants? Well, first of all, talk to your customers and listen to what they say, both on social media and in person.
Always ask the correct questions. What do you think about this new feature? Or what do you think about my product? Or how can we improve or enhance our service?
And when we say talk to your customer, listen to what they say or what they need, we mean, as we can read in the first square on the left, you have to take into account their professional level, where they live, any hobbies, know about their age, gender, preferences, etc.
And now let's go to the right and read. You have to establish as well how they buy and find out why they buy, what they buy. How can we do that? Having a database where we can write everything we need to know about our clients, even the comments, the good ones and the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. Everything is necessary. And now it's necessary to listen and to read the following sentence, this time from Don Peppers.
Everyone knows, of course, that only customers create value. You can create all the products in the world. You can have all the inventory in the world. But if you don't have a customer, you don't have a business.
Don Peppers is a customer experience authority, keynote speaker, and American business author and founding partner of Peppers and Royals Group.
And now it's time to say goodbye or until the next lesson.
And think about you in two ways. Are you a good customer, an ambassador of any brand? And the other question, which customer do you want?
You have to choose, but choose in a very right way.
Choose wisely. See you at the next lesson.
Bye.